Let's go next to a nation that shares borders with some of the world's most troubled countries. On one side is the Democratic Republic of Congo. On another side, Chad. And on another side, Sudan. Stuck in the middle is the Central African Republic, long one of the world's poorest nations and now among the most insecure. Amnesty International says without intervention, there could be a total collapse of order. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports.
Here's a brief history of the Central African Republic. It gained independence from France in 1960 and has since suffered a series of military coups and chronic instability. The CAR became notorious in the 1970s under self-styled Emperor Jean-Bédel Bokassa, and the country is awash with weapons. On top of all that comes a report from Amnesty International saying the north of the Central African Republic has become a magnet for armed groups from across the lawless region. Amnesty researcher Godfrey Biaruhanga wrote the report.
People have fled from attacks by government forces, by rebel groups that are fighting government forces, but also increasingly running away from armed bandits who are pillaging and ransacking their homes and kidnapping children for ransom. So the situation is extremely dire, indeed. People are fleeing into southern Chad, but also even in desperation into Darfur, which itself is chaotic, as well as into Cameroon and in other countries.
Cyriaque Gonda, the Central African Republic's presidential spokesman, angrily denied Amnesty's allegations that government troops were among those targeting civilians.
This is not true. This is a ridiculous accusation, and those accusations are not founded at all. What the government troops are doing is, first of all, to protect themselves and the population when they are being attacked. And what the government of Central Africa is waiting right now is that the international community has to help.
U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, Jendayi Fraser, says Washington understands the gravity of the situation.
We have stated, the United States, that if Central African Republic falls, it also impacts on regional stability. And so this is absolutely a spreading conflict.
The growing crisis in northern Central African Republic continues to be eclipsed by the conflicts across the border in neighboring Darfur in Sudan and in Chad. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.